Okay, I can see myself. We're ready to go. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bart.
Hackler. Here.
Ormsby.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty. Stoltenberg.
Here.
Edmund.
Here. Okay, we had minutes at the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes from the August 21st meeting as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the meeting of August 21st, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. All right, good evening. Welcome everyone to the Plan and Zone Commission for September 18th, 2019. Nobody took the extra credit seats up front, I see. So there are a few folks here, though, and at the appropriate time, if you have a particular input or interest in a case, we'd love to hear it. There's a podium to my right and to your left back there, and at the time we recognize the audience, if you would go back there, state your name, and give us your feedback, we'd love to hear it. So with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the first case before us tonight is a rezoning of the area outlined here pretty much in orange. And you have Valley Drive here, and this is Criswell. This is about the 18,000 block based on the addressing used over here in the county for what would be this locale. Everything around here pretty much you have residential R1, R1, R2, and then R1 down here, and then this is A1. The rest of this is primarily ag zoned and the zoning classifications used in the county. This will give you the legal description area outlined as the zoning plat. And this is the concept for the Wilderness Point additions with an access that comes in off of Criswell. You have other means of access from down below at Old Hunter Woods additions, and then of course the additions up here leading down into the area. So the connectivity, as you'll look at this in the future, pretty much outlined in that regard. A great deal of this too is all in an outlot area. So this is this wilderness area, or I should say that rec area that was on the land use map here. A lot of this is kept already in outlots. Two different zoning classes, urban light, low intensity, and parks and open space are the two classes that are shown here. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report for the rezoning going from A1 to R1. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, any updates from staff since publication?
Nothing from us.
No,
Mr.
Great.
Chairman.
Okay, return back to the commission with questions or comments. Oh, okay. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Wow, okay. We'll come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval. Case 19-074, rezoning, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-074, rezoning A1 to R1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Case 19-074 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
The next case, Mr. Chairman, involves this locale right here. It somewhat fronts Middle Road, but the main access is going to come in off of Happy Joe Drive. This site here has been somewhat cut off from everything around it. At one time, this whole area had been intended to be developed as a PUD, and pieces of it just got chopped up and knocked out. At one time, actually, someone was thinking of putting some type of assembly building here that would have seated over 10,000 people. But as time wore on, many of these plans didn't come to fruition, but you'll note that there's plenty of PUD designations within this area as different things got done. And the zoning is multiple with C2, C3 as well. The petitioner is asking for a proposed C2 zoning for this site. In the bank tower here, we already have a C2. The land use map indicates that this is community commercial, so it does allow the C2 zoning designation. What they intend to do is have two different buildings for senior type housing, and this would be the point of entry with a secondary entry here as an easement that would run through what is currently the commercial Cumberland Commercial Park First Edition where the bank is situated, and that access would essentially be this area right here. So there'd be means of secondary access granted. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval of the rezoning request with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything updated since publication on this matter?
No, nothing from us. Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Good. Questions or comments from the commission, please?
I have a question. Go ahead, Janessa.
I had a few as well. Just thinking about traffic out onto Middle Road, as someone who uses Happy Joe Drive pretty frequently, you know, you can sit there for a good solid 5 minutes before you can turn left there. With the added traffic from the senior housing, will we, do you know if there's a plan at all to put a light there, Brent? Or
there's not right now, but as this develops and grows, we'll continue to monitor the traffic. And the developer worked with us after the initial layout, because they initially were going to come in north of, or I'm sorry, east of where they're showing currently, but they were able to obtain a shared access agreement through the Northwest Bank Tower, so we didn't have to add a curb cut along middle, going to utilize that existing entrance. So I have a feeling more people will use the middle one than Happy Joe, but yeah, we'll continue to monitor that.
That redesign eliminated an additional curb cut out onto Middle Road, so we were real pleased to see that redesign.
Yeah, that's nice that they were able to get Northwest Bank to agree to that, for sure.
Really good use.
Did you have another question, or just that one?
I think that's it for now.
Okay, Ian?
Greg, I thought I heard you say the primary access would be on Happy Joe Drive. Maybe I misunderstood, because John, I'm hearing you say primary would be on Middle Road.
Really, I don't think they're not designating a primary.
No.
Okay. I would just assume that the main entrance, I would consider it to be off the arterial.
It's going
to
be the shortest access.
Which would be through Northwest Bank Tower.
Well, where's the signage going? I guess that sometimes depicts where people will enter and exit from.
I don't know if they have
gotten
that far.
Yeah, they haven't finalized.
Well,
my gut feeling is the signage will be down on Middle Road, because they own the property all the way down to Middle Road, where it touches Middle Road.
So I'd
be surprised if they put the sign anywhere else.
I would guess it's not going to be Happy Joe.
No.
Right. So well, I was just saying that since, even though it states primary access through Happy Joe Drive, like John was alluding to, it's more likely it'll be going the other direction to Middle.
So the house that's there currently is going to remain
at least initially.
Okay.
So that's what I had a question about. So a couple things that relate to what we've talked about. One is the sign and the entrance. Today we've got shared access agreement through the bank property, but we've got the entire area to the east that's owned and has a lot of frontage there. Will that then have its own separate entrance point, or will we require it to share the bank access?
Right now, the access will stay the same. Since it's not changing the use, we can't restrict their access. When that parcel does redevelop, we will only allow a right in, right out, which is what we discussed with the developer initially, which is why they went to the Northwest Bank Tower.
It's hard to see on that illustration, but the one that Greg has showing there, but there is one that goes into the house.
There's a drive, right?
Yes, sir.
So there's an existing curb cut entitled
that's what
that
they initially wanted to use. And
for
we were encouraged to see this redesigned to see that that wasn't going to be another major entrance into here.
So if that were or will be at some point when it's redeveloped, that'll be a right in, right out at that point, or at another point somewhere on the lot?
At that point.
At that point?
No, so it could be anywhere on the lot.
Anywhere on the lot, okay.
And we've already started talking some redesigns of right in, rights outs to basically provide a physical barrier to keep people from trying to make the left in. It's a little more extensive. It's something, quite honestly, the city may have to even help participate in, because it's kind of onerous, but the issues we're seeing with Starbucks and some of the other ones.
That's exactly
I just
what
had
what
one
I
the other day pull right in front of me making that super
it's terrible.
Big
yeah, no matter
turn
how,
to make the illegal.
How drastic we make that turn, people are still doing it. So, but that'll be at the time of redevelopment.
People stuck going the wrong direction.
And his car was a lot bigger than mine, so we weren't going to argue, but yeah.
So we had the right-of-way?
Yeah, size has the right-of-way there. Yep.
Has there been any discussion with the Cumberland Square of of an access through there, specifically to the north of, well, is that Rubber Stamps building at this point?
Not that we're aware of.
Because that would allow traffic that wants to head north on 18th to escape in a route that completely keeps them away from Middle Road and Spruce. Just throwing that out there.
So they'll also have access off of Spruce Hills because you can go into Northwest.
Yeah.
And
correct, yes. Mm-hmm. There is
three entrances. That's the only one, that's the only one I ever use. I never go on Middle, ever. Unless I go right.
Greg, could you go to the next page for a second that shows the X? Yeah, there. So there's that little stub on the west side there, and it looks like that is an access point out of the bank property onto Spruce Hills. Is that?
Yeah, that's an active one.
Yeah, you can
right
see
next to the park cleaners.
Yeah,
right.
Dry cleaners, right, and then Happy Joe's. So they can get out and go around that way. Is that right of access also going to grant people getting back to the new development to come through the bank and get out that way as
well? Yeah, because it's basically access to that lot. So unless they worked out an agreement to restrict it, which I don't see why they would.
So to your point, they'll get a little more flow heading off that way rather than going out trying to make the turn and vice
versa.
I'm sure
the people that live there will figure all that out pretty quickly and have their preferred ways, which Middle Road wouldn't be mine.
Greg and I researched, I don't know how far we went back, but we had multiple aerial views of the bank building, and that is one underutilized parking space, and it's we don't believe there'll be a problem there.
Okay.
So you can actually see on the first page of the drawing, they're proposing to eliminate the parking the Northwest Bank has on the east side of that driveway and relocate it to the north.
Mm.
That bank of parking right there that Greg has shown.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So it should streamline in and out.
Very much so.
How many units are we talking about between the two structures?
There's not a design yet. This is a concept. We're getting a little caught up in some site plan stuff on the concept right now.
And is this senior living, senior assisted living as well?
It's a vintage co-op.
Yeah, my understanding is a co-op type.
Co-op, okay. So just so likely all residents will be drivers. Is there any underground parking in that, or is it all surface parking?
I'm seeing drives going into it, both buildings.
That's what it looked like, okay.
And as far as we know at this time, is it one building and then the next, or will they be constructing both at the same time?
It hasn't gone that far yet.
Okay. We can ask questions. I really like this technology with the overlay of the plan on the aerial view.
It answers a lot of questions.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Good visual.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone else in the commission with regard to this matter?
And you also, Mr. Chairman, have that letter.
Thank you. Yep. You gave it to me and I forgot. Just for the record, Greg had gotten an email from a Mr. Ken Beck delivered this morning. He said, "Hello, Greg. Sorry for the late comments, but this was just brought to my attention. I have other commitments tonight and cannot make the meeting. This comment may not be part of your responsibilities, but we'll pass it on your way anyhow. I review the site plan, and as a civil engineer and living directly across the street from the bank, I have concerns regarding the use of the bank's drive as access to the complex. There is very little distance from the corner of Spruce Hills to the bank drive when heading east on Middle Road. There have been numerous minor accidents at this location and many near misses due to this fact. It is also impossible at times for us to make a left turn out of our driveway, and depending upon the number of units in this complex, this may become impossible all of the time. Since this complex will be for seniors, the traffic issues may be worse. I would suggest the developer look at the second access being through the road that connects through the extension of Learning Campus Drive into Cumberland Square." And maybe you could show that on the map, what they're conceptualizing. "This will provide," might have been what you were talking about, Scott. "This will provide better traffic control. There's a traffic light already there, less traffic and lower speed access for older folks. Police have been constantly timing from Heritage Church. When means this stretch of Middle Road is an issue. Probably which means this stretch of Middle Road is an issue. I'm available to discuss your convenience. Be contacted at and the phone number and emails. Thank you, Ken Beck. So I think we've probably addressed some of those comments, but appreciate, Ken, your interest and input. So with that, anyone else from the commission? No. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Okay, come back to the commission then.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 19-075, rezoning A1 to C2, subject to staff recommendations.
A second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-075, rezoning from A1 to C2 on Middle Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 19-075 is approved for recommendation. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, this next situation here is a grouping of cases, actually, which would be the what is called the D.T. Bettendorf First Edition. It's a replat, as well as a site plan and a vacation of alley right-of-way to the developer. This essentially is the town of Bettendorf, Block 7, and the area out here lined in purple is the area that the developer is essentially replatting as a new subdivision. And then you can see the alley right-of-way that runs through at the present as well. This is the proposed final plat, and it shows the area which will be vacated, some of the utilities in that area being vacated, or being moved as well. This is the plat itself, or they should say the vacation plat, showing where that area is. This is the site plan showing the intended office building.
I can explain that too.
Yeah. For the locale.
That would be a good idea.
Means of entry here and here, and also entry and exit here. There will be no direct access coming in this area right here. As part of grant and state meeting, we don't want to have traffic being able to gain that direct access, especially at an angle, and there being a great deal more channeling of traffic through here with volume, so it would not be proper to have an access there. Parking throughout, and the parking count was met. There will be, I believe, a variance proceeding. There already hasn't been for any parking that may be in the front yard setback areas. For this project, the landscape plan, the types of trees being planted here and their calipers meet the requirements necessary for the landscaping on the interior for the parking, as well as all of the boundary areas here for streetscape. And this is the example of the four-story structure intended for mainly office use. Staff in reviewing this proposal would make a recommendation for approval with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask you, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything since publication?
I think we both have a couple.
Yeah, just
items
wanted
to
give you a little
on.
More information, Mr. Chair, on the alley vacation and kind of the reasoning behind it. It's a similar situation to what we did when Essential Credit Union came in 2 years ago, especially in this case where the developer has acquired all the parcels to begin with. The alley does not connect anywhere to the east end. As it goes to 16th Street, it dead ends into a hammerhead there, so there's really no need. All it serves as is a means of access into that whole piece of property as a whole. There is quite a bit of utilities in there currently. There's a large CenturyLink vault that runs even all the way down to the Accenture site. And we're working on a development agreement with the developer to help relocate some of those some of those existing communications, and also to bury the remaining poles that are on 15th Street there. We are also working, or we have acquired ground to the west 15th Street, south of CenturyLink. Basically, it's just a large spoil pile right now from the bridge construction. That's right. Been returned as excess right-of-way, and the city did acquire that. We're going to be building a parking lot there next year to help with overall parking down in this area. And then the only other item I wanted to add, the little knockout you see at the northeast corner of the plat. Greg, if you could kind of... So the 90-degree bend you have there is the reason it's not contiguous along the arc. Greg, can you highlight the... There you go, that corner.
That corner, yes.
Is there still one parcel left that the DOT is in the process of disposing of? They have already told us that they will go back to the developer. If for some reason it didn't, they would maintain it as right-of-way. Then they have also agreed that if their right-of-way group decides that they would give us a licensing agreement and let us use it for parking.
So you're good either way?
Yep. Yep. We've been working with them on parcels for about a year and a half, and it's a whole different group out of their AIM Central office that handles that, so it takes quite a bit of time.
Okay.
But, yeah, we have a comfort level for that last little sliver there.
Good, thanks.
And then just to clarify, Greg, if you'd either go to landscape or site plan, on State Street, the easternmost curb cut is going to be a full access into this site. The westernmost curb cut is going to be an exit only from a drive up. And then the curb cut off of 15th Street is the second full access. I believe that's
okay.
Yeah, I believe that's all we have.
Thank you. That helped with one question I had too. When I looked at the rendering or the elevation, I saw that drive under area, then it looked like this was a queue for a drive through of some kind. Is there adequate space? Do we have any stacking issues from where the window would be to serve cars and the driveway entrance? It only looks like there's a little more than one car length before you get under the building area if there's canopy there. See where I'm talking about, Greg, on the... Yeah, so coming in right there, it just looks like there's not a lot of queue up space if you're coming in from that entrance right there. And is the rotation to come in that way and circulate around? Are we okay from a...
Yeah, it's a little skewed because of the scale. That's a fairly big area. It's 26 feet wide, to give you an idea of just how wide that is. So you multiply that multiple times on the length of it, there is quite a bit of stacking that will be there.
So it's not freestanding, it's under a canopy of the building.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it looks like you have about 75 to 80 feet
yep,
from the window to the back, too. So mm-hmm. You're at about four cars there.
Okay.
So good for a bank, but not very good for a coffee shop.
Which I believe a financial institution is the intent. I think he already has a user.
So will this building have a front on the north side and a front on the south side?
Yes.
Okay. So there's no back to the building, really?
No. I believe he'll, similar to, what was the last one, Kiefman's project that we had at Utica Ridge, where we talked about how the front and back were essentially going to look the same a couple cycles ago. That's the intent here.
Okay.
I would say the true front will be the where the parking lot is on the north side, but the State Street side will be constructed basically as a frontage as well.
First floor is intended for retail, and the remaining three floors above that would be offices.
There is a designated space, it's hard to see on the rendering, in the east end that is intended for a restaurant.
Garbage inside?
It's down here. So, Greg, if you go back to the site plan.
It's about in the middle of the building.
They're actually on the State Street side.
Okay.
But they'll be completely enclosed. I think there's three dumpsters there.
Yeah.
And the question of parking, I realize we're looking at a kind of a regional parking situation. Might not hurt to kind of give us an overview of that on the space, number
sure.
of spaces.
So they did meet their count on their property. And then we are adding, I think it's 78 new stalls that we have on the parking lot across the street that we'll build and will be open before this opens. And then there's still another, I'm going to say 50 to 60 that we plan to build as kind of a phase two south of our parking lot, so directly west of the lofts. Once that additional piece becomes available, that'll come back to the city as well.
Great.
And does, as a whole with the lofts, does that then get us up to the number we're hoping to be?
The 78 from us in the one parking lot will surpass what the lofts was just slightly short of.
How about snow, Brent? Where's the snow going here when it snows this in the winter?
Landscape islands, and ultimately some of it will probably end up over across the street on the backside of our lot. We'll probably have to work out an agreement to be pushed sure. out through the alley. There's green space on what will be the west side of our parking lot between mm-hmm. there and the bridge and the off-ramp. There's quite a bit of green space. My guess is that'll get used for snow storage as well.
Is that something you need to provide for as part of our
I think we'll put that in the development agreement.
Okay.
That's, sure. We'll be coming in front of council in about a month, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a good note. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the commission?
Just comment that it's a really nice
yeah.
addition to the downtown development.
And I like the parking solution. That was something we had a lot of heartburn on
yep.
earlier, as kind of build it and then park it.
Sure.
A little bit backwards, but it's all going to work out in the end, it appears. So glad to see that and appreciate it. I know it's been a ton of work with all the utilities and jacking around down there. So, no, good deal.
Pretty Anyone? Neat the way that he's tying in the architecture to match the bridge's lofts, too.
Yeah, liking that. Yeah, yeah. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? No? Okay, back to the commission. And we remember we've got three
we
to
several.
Take here.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-079, the alley vacation, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-079, the alley vacation for Block 7, Town of Bettendorf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Case 19-079 is recommended for approval.
Okay, and
next.
Then I will move for approval of case 19-078, the final plat on the same parcel, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-078, final plat. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 19-078 is approved for recommendation.
Okay, and finally, I'll move for approval of case 19-064, the site development plan for this parcel, subject to staff recommendations.
And I'll second that.
All right, we're on a roll. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-064, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. 19-064 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
The next case, Mr. Chairman, involves revisiting a final plat as part of a Wellspire subdivision, Middle Road and 53rd Avenue, the roundabout. And this has now been zoned C2, this parcel. What you had prior was a shared detention area, and you had a wider easement over here for utilities, and you had another easement for sanitary sewer that ran through here on the previous plat. That has since changed, and this is the prior final plat, again showing that sanitary sewer easement and showing greater width over here for the utility easement. And this shared area right here is shown as an easement to show what was the detention base. And what has since changed is the elimination of this sanitary sewer easement and subsequent replacement of that sewer easement with this easement for access between the two lots for sewer. And then the easement here has been diminished for utilities by 20 feet. And there is no longer a shared detention basement easement, as that area now is all encompassed here, and that this lot now will have to provide for its own detention. And those are the changes that are major that were done on this Wellspire subdivision plat. Staff, in reviewing the proposal, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Any updates, John, since publication?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Questions or comments from the commission?
Where's the that lot that's supposed not no longer going to have a detention basin? Where is that going to be replaced to?
They will sound be required like to have it.
Each
they'll,
of their
they'll
own.
They'll have
though.
To show their own, when they come with the site plan.
Okay.
My gut feeling, I probably shouldn't say the engineer I noticed is sitting out there in the audience, but they probably didn't know exactly what that development was totally going to be and didn't want to design it for a future question mark. So each
that
is going to have
sense.
Their own
detail. Yeah, yeah.
Greg, just to clarification for me, on this screen that you're showing us right now, the red line that runs north and south, mm-hmm. what is that telling us?
This is the replacement. You're essentially taking this storm sanitary sewer and you're moving it from this designation here, and you're taking it and you're putting it down here now.
Okay. So it's just more of a directional.
Just to show you that that's where okay. they're taking it from.
Break through that on.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not
I
a
just
boundary
wanted to make sure you understood what we're switching out, and then highlighted in yellow as well as the narrowing of this easement over here that they're taking 20 feet off of that.
Okay.
Okay. That's it for me. No one regarding in the audience with regard to this? No? No? All right. Come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 19-043, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-043, final plat, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 19-043 is approved for recommendation.
Mr. Right? Chairman, if
yeah.
I may, just in case there are people here that wanted to hear case 19-069 because they were at the last meeting and thought it was going to be brought up again
oh.
here, I just wanted to be clear that the applicant was not ready to proceed, and that's why it's not on tonight's agenda. And we'll be coming back possibly at a later. He's working out some details to try to incorporate some of the items that the public talked about in that meeting. And I just wanted to explain why that item is.
No, I appreciate that. So if there's anybody in the audience that was here hoping to hear something on case 19-069, that's been deferred, it appears right now, till the October 16th meeting. And I do know that you had sent another email out from the neighborhood representative
yes.
outlining a number of matters that they're communicating on. So it looks like progress is, or at least communication.
To clarify, we're talking about the Jefferson School site.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, appreciate you pointing that out, John. All right, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, the area we're looking at is outside the territorial boundary of the city of Bettendorf. Take Wells Ferry Road on out to that locale. And we've already seen Stony Creek North 3rd Edition. This has not changed much other than that Outlot A is over here now for access. On the prior plat, this outlot had come in here on the preliminary plat and been here for access anywhere down here. Other than that, there weren't really any changes that were necessitated on this other than that, and then a plat note to incorporate designation of these outlots as having certain easement capabilities. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval of Stony Creek North 3rd Edition with the conditions listed in the report. Are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Assuming nothing on this one, John.
Well, Just clarification, this is an extraterritorial review. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Scott County Planning and Zoning will make the final determination on this.
Yep. Thank you. Anyone in the commission regarding this one? Nope. Anyone in the audience regarding this case? Nope. Back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-076, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-076, final plat, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. 19-076 is approved, recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, we're coming to a deferred case that you had prior, and this is the one at 2211 Kimberly Road. The main issue is the parking issue, and after working with the developer's staff, the engineering staff, that is, we were able to determine the math on the parking, that there were 101 required spaces and 121 were provided, and that was after looking again at some of the structures for the existing as well as proposed structure right here. And we went back and looked at this right here. The math turned out so that there was the amount. It's just that one of the businesses within this complex does generate a great deal of traffic. Mm-hmm. So essentially, the ordinance is what it is. We cannot account for extraordinary type activity. We looked at all the parking as it had been shown, and any restrictions as well, even adding anything like that in, this is still meeting the requirements for parking on the site. So essentially, it is not in our hands. It is, in fact, the issues on site, the fact that one of the businesses does a particularly large volume of clientele, and it's up to that business and anybody else who is a party to this development to, I guess, figure out what one might do. But before us tonight, after we did go through the parking and looked at that, this is the primary consideration right here, is this addition. And even with that addition, all the parking requirements are met. And this addition is on to the first building to expand the business that is located here, the nail salon and spa. And these are the elevations, again, showing above ground where the spa will be located, and I believe storage is anticipated maybe for this area below. Staff, in reviewing this report, feels at this time that the petitioner has met the requirements for parking as well as the site development plan for this addition. We recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything since publication?
Unless you have specific questions, I think that does cover it. The number of parking spaces that was eliminated with this addition was taken into account in the calculations. What I didn't realize until we went out to the site with the engineer, behind the building where the salon is a very sizable deck back there. And the engineer even calculated that as space. And
that was included for the
that
calculation.
That was included. And if you ever go back there, nobody's out on that space back there. So they did a very fair calculation here. The building itself will have to meet all flood zone regulation requirements. And that structure already does. It has the smart vents inside. Those are vents that allows flood water to pass through it. Mm-hmm. And it will be in compliance with our flood ordinance.
Okay. Thank you, John. Questions or comments from the commission?
So with the parking, there's one business there that generates a lot of parking.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I believe there's also another business there who identifies parking only for their business, which is quite a bit of parking.
And we took that all in. We very much took all that into the calculations when we came up with this.
So are you counting that, those spaces?
Yes, we did.
As general spaces, even though
No, not for the uses over on that second building. I did not count those spaces for that.
Okay.
We, with all the restrictions, when we went out there, when I went out there and we discussed it,
I did not count those that way.
I counted everything up. They are meeting the requirements. It isn't by much, but with you take in all consideration, all restricted spaces,
okay,
they still meet the count.
Yes.
My question is, did the way that you were counting change from last time this was brought before us? Because initially you told us.
As I explained, yeah. I didn't realize they had even included in that deck that was back there.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sizable square footage that they're providing parking for us, so it more than offset the things that we disagreed on site. So
there were
He did a fair job calculating this, the engineering.
But my question was, did you change the way you were counting the number of spaces needed for the restaurant?
I believe you did. I think you had a discrepancy between what was actually restaurant
bar.
Front of house space versus back of house space. And I think you back, have one.
Yeah, back of bar space and back of kitchen space. You don't have customers in there. So you make a calculation based on a much fewer number of people who are going to be.
But possibly more realistic, considering
this is
what
very
we. No, I mean, in my opinion, just from living in this, you know, this beautiful city and using many of these great businesses. Realistically, on site, I think the way you had it calculated it originally made the most sense because of the use of the business that generates so much business. I mean, I don't know, customers, clients, and from like we stated originally, it just made sense to count it as a business.
Yeah, so you took out the whole
they're using
kitchen
a less strict,
area.
You're using a less strict count now than you did initially, and I just think it made more sense
we
initially.
We still use the bar.
Yeah, so Janessa, they're not using a less strict designation. So the last time it was presented, remember there was discrepancies because one scenario used it as a straightly as a bar,
restaurant.
Which is the more strict
mm-hmm.
requirement, and one was a restaurant. This calc uses bar, but the actual, the correct square footage was used this time. So our ordinance, like we were saying, doesn't require parking for back of house, storage space, and that calculation, I believe, had to be revised.
Yes.
So it's not the
okay,
requirement.
So it wasn't like the, okay. It wasn't
the
required
the
amount, it was just the space
yes.
size.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
thanks
one
for clarifying,
more clarification. So what I heard you say, John, was in this new calculation, they even included the deck behind
yes.
the nail salon.
Yes.
Okay, so that was calculated as the space.
Building space.
What about
footage.
The deck on the
yes.
property that generates
that
a lot of
it?
That was calculated too.
And if I could clarify that, that's kind of two decks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was an original deck and then
right.
it was an expanded deck. So
and that was
all
included?
Deck, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well,
it's all decked out now.
It's all decked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe just to clarify in this one, because it was such an issue for the tenants and patrons to a certain extent to use it. I've driven out of there myself because I couldn't find a parking place. But this development meets the code of the city of Bettendorf. And as such, the city of Bettendorf doesn't have the ability to change that code because one or two of the businesses is more successful than another and generates more than the volume of cars that would typically generate. Great problem to have, tough problem to live with when you're another tenant and trying to find customers for or parking places for your customers. But just for the record, it meets code, and on that basis, I believe it's approvable. So to your point, whoever made it, I think it was you, John, or Greg, resolution of disputes is not back with the city in this case because it does meet the code. It's a within the four corners problem and challenge to solve.
I'll agree with everything you just said, but we're a recommending body, and regardless of whether it meets it or not, if this particular situation was not isolated, and by isolated I mean you can't park in the creek and you can't park on Kimberly Road, so therefore it's all encompassed, it's in one place. But if you were to take this situation and set it somewhere else in Bettendorf where the overflow parking could be blocking driveways and many, many other businesses, In that situation, regardless if it met or not, I would recommend against it in that situation. But here, again, you can't park in the Crick, you can't park on Kimberly. So I think the clientele will take care of whether or not the businesses work or not.
Right.
Yeah, that's the message. So.
Self-regulating. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
Anyone else, commission or the audience, relative to this case? Nope. All right, back to the commission.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 19-057, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-057, site development plan, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, good. No, fine.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good, yeah.
Good. Noted. Case 19-057 is approved for recommendation. And thank you, staff, for going back and taking a good, hard look at this one, because I know it was definitely something we needed to get clarified. So thank you for your efforts on that. Okay. Next, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, this is a case involving a lot at the Betplex 3rd Edition. Forest Grove Drive right here, and this area here is all C3. It's in addition to some of the structures we already have in this area, and it is lot number 4. There's a means of access here with these two access easements, and this is the site plan showing the two structures as they are intended for this site. You have means of access again, and then there is a cross access easement from the addition, the building addition we saw over here. Staff reviewed this as well and found that there will have to be an additional easement area or connection, and I believe we put that in the report, and that will be something that will later be done with legal documentation to show this area, legally defining it and as to its purpose, and then having it recorded, and then we will get a copy of this to designate this, as the plat has already been completed and it's the easement that needs to be shifted. The tree count was met, and the calipers in the tree count and tree varieties came in within compliance, and it is above what is necessary for the landscaping required on site. This is an example of how each of these buildings will look. And staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval. With conditions listed in the report, I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. John, any updates since?
No. Nope. Nothing.
Okay, thanks. Questions or comments from the commission, please? I've got one, Greg. Those two, I call them bars, that come down, they're in the blacked out area just to the east of the right of the east building. There's two strips that are kind of sitting there in the parking lot farther south there. What are those?
I think they're islands. I don't know if they intend for a drive-through there. I believe the engineer for the project is...
I didn't see...
He's not here.
Doesn't He's matter if you send a recommendation. I can.
You won't get a lifeline tonight.
Yeah.
You go back to the...
I'm going to go back to the elevation. And this is what you have as a drive-through right here.
Show that.
And then here, so...
Not really.
I'd assume that's where they're going
to
fill that island in.
Similar to a bank drive-through.
Yeah, it does look like a bank drive-through.
Okay. Not a double-line food drive-through or something. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Double line.
Double line. You go through too many, you get double wide, but that's another deal.
Subway sandwiches through the tubes.
Yeah. That, well, you might be onto something.
Subway's already there.
Yeah, you got to stay focused here. I'm just curious. I saw those sitting there,
hungry.
And I didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts donuts to come out.
Yeah, I think it is for a drive-through.
Okay. And then water detention on this one, is that... some kind of shared with another group here?
I believe
is that in the back?
It's situated going to another lot. Brent can elaborate.
Yeah, it's the large rectangular basin that's located to the west.
Okay.
It's currently in place. They built that.
It's a long.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about.
East. It all gets piped to the.
Okay.
Basically to Forest Grove and then to the west.
And so, Greg, the easement that you're talking about or John, that needs to be added in there, is that for access easement for flow between the other lots?
No, it's a utility easement.
Utility.
A sanitary sewer, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's nothing here at present.
When that was platted for the buildings to the east, that was not contemplated to be a public sanitary sewer. So he stopped the easement right at the property line.
Okay.
He needed the easement to get through the property to the north, but he did not. During site plan review, we required it to be a public sewer, so we weren't able to catch that little bit of easement. So he's going to clean that up for us.
Okay. And I see we're overparked quite a bit here, too.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
But that whole area out there, there's exactly. Another example, is full of cars all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They need the parking. Not for these buildings, but for the other activities going on out there.
Right. Okay, any other questions or comments from the commission?
Are we sure that that's a bank and not a restaurant? On that intended for use on that end?
We will get the clarification of that before this goes to city council.
Okay, because I think that, you know, talking about the queue again, for sure, you'd probably be all right in a bank situation, but if it's a popular food place, I think you'd end up blocking the main access to the rest of the buildings, businesses.
Mm-hmm.
If it's queuing from the north,
mm-hmm. right,
towards the front of the property, then that might be a little different.
Yeah, it's going to queue from the north.
Okay. Anyone in the audience with regard to this particular case? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-080, site development plan, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-080, site development plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay, case 19-080 is approved for recommendation, or recommended for approval. All right, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, this next project is essentially one involving an additional bay area, and it fell within our ordinance requirements because it's greater than 10% of the structure that is being added in square footage. So that's why we're considering this project. This is a 3400 State Street, and you have means of two entries right here. This originally was lot one, and it still is, of Sunholm First Edition. And you can see lot two here. Lot one was intended to split these two up at one time. Both businesses were owned by the same party, so now then they were split so that the one could be conveyed. This is the site plan right here. Essentially, you have the bay being added, and then additional paving being added here, not much in the way of complication. They had already met essentially the buffer yard requirement for landscaping, and in one of our meetings we had suggestions about what might be done to make this area somewhat more attractive, and they've got planters here. I don't know if we're going to require these, depending on how they can space them. We may require them to be situated in a different way. Essentially, right now they're shown, I believe, in the right-of-way here, and they should be shown here, but we'll have to work that detail out with the developer when we get to it. These are the elevations right here showing the structure pretty much going to meet the same treatment that is already existing on site. Staff, in looking at this proposal, would recommend approval of the site development plan with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, any updates?
I'd just add that this property is not in the part of the downtown master plan area that requires certain architectural characteristics.
Okay, thank you. Questions or comments from the commission? Greg, you mentioned the landscape issue, and just looking at the aerial, and I drove by this one on my way over tonight, yeah, too. The parking is right where your landscape would be. If you move the parking back.
We may try to make an arrangement. I think we did this once before with someone that we might put the planters in a position where it might be on our right of way. I don't know. That's something we do to work out.
Yeah. Do you see a good solution to that?
We didn't see a good solution, and we just thought if we could get some planters out there that at least they can put something in, it would be a win.
Yeah, anything along that stretch to improve the curb appeal would be good. Yeah, agreed. Okay. Others in the commission with comments or questions?
I'll be honest, it's going to be minimal.
Janessa, do you have?
I was just wondering about the parking. Like, what are the requirements for when you're adding, you know, more? I know they're adding bays, it sounds like, to this business.
They have a number.
So.
And it looks like there's cars in this aerial shot in the location of the addition.
Mm-hmm.
Those are parked or waiting for service or?
I just know there's, I mean, there's another business. There's an automotive business in LeClaire that is right on the, you know, right on the road, and the parking is atrocious. You know, they've just, you've got to be on, you have to either park on the road or park in front of bays that, you know, where you're to drop off a car, and I just want to make sure that we don't end up with that same sort of mess here. Do you think the parking's going to be totally fine?
No, I don't think they have any issue now.
I think what you're seeing there are actually cars that are there overnight to be worked on, perhaps.
So we're not losing any space.
It's hard for me to see on that graphic, but I thought where the addition was going to go is where a dumpster is, and that was going to be relocated over to the east side.
The addition's on the west. I don't think there are any vehicles.
Yeah, I don't think that is. But it is hard to see.
It is tough.
Yes.
Please.
There's a couple cars on the current aerial, but
it's
not a big deal.
It's tied into something back here. And that has nothing to do with parking.
Yeah, I think they're the elevations.
Okay.
It's a difficult site.
Your eyes are better than mine.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to approve case 19-081, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-081, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Case 19-081 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
The case we have here is one that involves a project that will deal with improvements in Forest Grove Park. Location is coming off of Middle Road and then coming down Forest Grove Drive to the east and then directly to the east of the school parcel. We're going to see pickleball courts and a restroom area and areas for people to sit down being placed pretty much in this area here on this plat here, Forest Grove Park First Edition, and then again, this being the school lot, there'll be shared parking and some other types of facilities here. Tennis courts here on the school side, and then you have your pickleball courts and seating area as well as a restroom area right here. Let's give you an example of elevation of how this layout will look. The restroom facilities here, and then there are certain areas where people can rest while viewing or, you know, waiting for their turn on the pickleball courts. This is an overhead view of how that would look. Again, here's the parking for the school as well as shared by people using the courts. These are the tennis courts on the school side. And this area right here where the purple is showing right here, pickleball courts again. And the landscape plan met our requirements with the number of trees as well as other landscaping being placed around the perimeter of the pickleball courts. Staff reviewing this proposal would recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. John, any updates?
No, if you have any questions, I think you've seen some of this when the school project came through for processing. Yeah. We showed a little in it. The project has not changed since then.
You just go back one, Greg. That gives you, that really gives you the view of what's going on here.
So people,
how it all ties together.
People that want to access the pickleball courts or the tennis courts during the school day
will still be able to use that.
Yep. And they would park in the school parking lot.
Correct. Yep. We will have, we're going to add some signage there because we are actually participating, cost sharing between us and the school in that parking lot, so we have access to it.
How's the timing of the park construction and the school construction?
We're going to be going out at the same time. So,
okay.
So the school, you know, if you've been out there, they're a little,
they're grading and,
a little
yeah.
behind, but
yeah.
they're doing grading. We're going to start our grading next week, I believe.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a little bit of corn to come out. That's got to come out a little early. But the school is obviously not going to open for 2 years at this point, so we'll be done and ready probably by the end of next year, no problem. This is phase two, and then in a couple years, we're going to finish out the Great Lawn section, so basically all the lawn between this and the first phase to the east, which will include the fields, walking trails, irrigation, basically everything else.
Will that take the walking trails all the way north in the rougher area to the north on this?
It just depends on the budget, but we're hoping so. At least the, I'd say right at the edge of the wooded area, we're actually hoping that might fit into this budget. The project came in quite a bit under the estimated cost, so we're looking right now, pricing out options to add things to it.
Yeah, it's a great area to the north. I worked on the steering committee for this thing years ago, and it's great to see the vision
yep.
turning into reality here. This is going to be a great feature out there.
Yeah, it's obviously I was not involved at that point, but from what I've seen, it's evolving, and a lot of it evolved depending on how the school actually got the final
yeah.
design. Because originally the school was flipped 90 degrees, and it had some significant changes to the layout, but it's
yeah.
working well now.
Looks great.
A very neat cooperative effort on both the school and the city.
Isn't it nice when it works that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love it.
I'd like to assume that this has been looked at, but is there any requirements when you're looking at a public parking lot that is not school-related and having cars there? Is there a security issue? I just want to make sure that if there is something, someone's looked at it. So we don't.
No, so we have a 2080 agreement between the school and us, and I know city attorneys looked at that. You know, this will be lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really no different than we have at the middle school or other locations. The high school, a lot of people don't realize that those tennis courts are actually open to the public as well.
Just didn't know if there was any restrictions on new facilities going in.
So. The superintendent's been very involved in the project.
Good.
Great. Yeah.
Brent, this lawn area,
yep.
will that be used for soccer?
Yeah, there'll be soccer and baseball and softball fields
okay.
as well.
So then on those occasions, we have some parking at the structure, the playground, and then parking at the school, and that would all be available
yes.
for people that are there.
And there is to the north of the current parking on the southeast corner there, so the phase one parking,
mm-hmm.
There is an addition to that's planned to that too. Greg,
oh,
if you
okay.
could kind of
more parking.
The top part of that L right there does not exist right now.
Where are you looking again?
At the southeast corner, only about half that parking is in right now.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm sorry, southeast corner of the whole park.
The whole thing.
Over the spring.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
There you go.
There
yeah,
you go.
So the parking, that north half of parking does not exist right now. That'll go in with the next phase.
Yeah, I didn't even see that part over there, but it's good to know there's parking on the other end, closer to the rest of the incoming fields. This is a beautiful project.
Well, and your architecture, your design is
it's all
great
tied
out
together.
There. It's just really
yeah,
aesthetically pleasing. Nice job, yeah.
I'm glad you added that, because the school, I want to commend the school district, because they actually altered their design to meet
to match
oh, even
ours.
Better.
So they're using the same peaked roofs, a lot of the
cool.
roughs on wood. Unusual for a school.
Very nice.
Cool.
Materials.
Yeah. All right, great. Any other comments from the commission? Anyone else in the audience with regard to this? You guys haven't said anything tonight. No charge. Okay. Back to the commission on this one.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-082, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-082, Forest Grove Site Development Plan for the park. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Case 19-082 is recommended for approval, which would then take us, I believe, to staff commission update.
As you have been busy for the last 3 months, that means that the City Council is now busy as well. On September 3rd, they approved the final plat of Forest Grove Crossing 3rd Edition. They approved the preliminary plat of Glenbrook Ridge Phase 3. They approved the site development plan for East and West Creekside Lane, the site development plan for Bettendorf Christian Church, the site development plan for 5265 Pine Creek Lane. And at last night's City Council meeting, they approved the site development plan for 3640 Utica Ridge Lane, and the first reading of the rezoning of Block 7, Town of Bettendorf, which is the block you just visited with the site plan here in the downtown tonight.
Good, good. Lots of stuff going on. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you. We are adjourned.